95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know it's a real friend who brings you in your favorite kind of coffee. That's just nice, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is a hell of a way to start the day.
It was my girlfriend's idea. It was her idea.
She's the best.
Yeah.
It's straight up black coffee. Is it hard for you to order with no...
It's just jet fuel.
It is. Yeah. That's what I need. Wake up! Yeah.
No, I ordered a chocolatey chocolate chip frappuccino that comes with whipped cream.
Wow, that is an interesting juxtaposition between the two of it.
It really is, yeah.
Because I like a straight black, no creamer, no sugar, nothing.
Like your men? Right.
Thank you, airplane. Yeah. No, dude, that was nice, man. I'm very happy.
I was in the car, and she said, hey, maybe you should get... I was like... Okay.
Screw that guy. All right.
Whatever.
So you finished yours already. You didn't bring it in. Well, you downed that sucker.
Well, I mean, I was planning the show there.
Oh, the big show, Graham. Time, oh, yes. Well, what are we doing today? I'm so excited.
We're doing Gimme Five.
Neat.
At 5 o'clock. That's five songs in a row with the theme. And today's theme is songs with Queen in them.
Now, why would that be?
I don't know.
We should talk to that Bean fellow. I bet he won't talk to us, though, will he? He's so mean and vicious, but he's got to be hurting.
Listen.
He's got a tattoo of the Queen on his arm.
I don't blame him for not wanting to be around me now. As
I do.
I have
What's
spent
wrong with that guy?
A tremendous amount of time lambasting.
Maybe you never brought him coffee. You don't bring me coffee anymore. Yeah, but so how does that work with his tattoo? Now that she's passed on, does it start to, like, if they cremate her, does it immediately vanish? Or
oh,
does
good
it
question.
Slowly, like,
does
disintegrate?
It
yeah, how does that work?
So that
I want to ask
up,
him things like that.
So, yeah, I'm sure he would be so happy to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Does it turn into just bones first?
He won't answer the call.
We're going to talk about tattoo mistakes today. We've done this before, and it's always great.
Oh, so, Bean, there we go.
Tattoo
talk
mistakes.
To him about that, yeah.
I don't think that he thinks that's a mistake, though. People are dumb.
Oh, nice.
And
always a good segment.
What is your, what's your football day setup?
Oh, me?
The NFL is beginning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Tonight. I know you're not. But everybody has sets up their own way. Like, they have whatever food.
Sure.
And most of the time, it's kind of the same thing. You wear this. You
right.
put this out.
Yep.
Whatever your habit is.
I am not a football fan at all, but we got a friend who just loves to torment me. So, since we have a very, very, very large screen, we have the Super Bowl party at our place.
Oh,
like,
you
every
do? Okay.
year. Everybody has to wear jerseys for
right.
one team or the other that she brings. But it's a hell of a lot of food and drink. So I'm always okay with it.
And do you yell things that are inappropriate?
I have no
for football
idea. Oh
games?
My god, yeah.
Make a hoop. What? So that is mini shark bugs as well. That's
oh
coming
my
up.
Oh god, those are horrifying.
On 95.5 KLOS.
The story is gonna make people do that. Scream.
It's the greatest story ever.
It's terrifying. I don't think we should share this. We it's a public service, is
there's
that what it is?
There's a new thing. That could kill you. Oh. And of course there is. And it's called a mini shark bug.
No.
A mini
shark
bug.
No, I don't like it.
I'm gonna tweet a picture of it soon. It's not attractive. You won't like it. They hunt in packs, sometimes hundreds.
Are they in the ocean?
They are in the shallow ocean.
Like, so right off Santa Monica coast, you might
yes.
find some. Oh, my God.
And what do they feast on? That's correct. Feet.
Ah!
Feet.
No!
Listen.
No. What? Oh, this.
Beware of some creepy crawlers nicknamed Mini Shark.
Mini sharks.
And they're bugs?
They're bugs, yes.
And they eat people.
That sort of they
bite people. They swarm
They gang
people.
Up on people.
Oh, my God.
Like piranha.
Piranha fish.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's hear some more.
Shrimp-like crustaceans are aggressive and have a strong appetite for human feet.
Very dramatic report.
They have an appetite for feet.
Gross.
Does that mean if they got to your shins, they go, you know what? Not interested.
So maybe they are these like born out of, you know, they have those fish that they put on people's feet to eat off the weird.
Yeah, but that's not
they
what
didn't
this
come
is.
From that somehow? Some genetic nightmare?
I don't know if it was a genetic experiment gone wrong.
Right.
I just know that they exist.
They really are. They really are. They out there.
It's a real thing. I'll tweet the link.
Oh, my God.
And they do attack, and they do attack in numbers.
Oh, neat. That's
and
fun.
They attack feet. Play the next part.
They're less than half an inch long. They swarm together by the thousands and attack like piranhas.
Attack like piranhas.
Hold up.
This is...
Their bites feel like pinpricks, but they can't drop
Hold on,
bites.
I'm still...
Okay, we're scared.
All right.
We get it.
Now go ahead.
Oh.
Their bites feel like pinpricks, but they can't draw blood.
They can draw blood.
That's fun. You mean like on a pen and paper?
They hunt in packs.
And they eat your feet. So you're out there, you're
These
minding
mini,
your own business.
Mini shark bugs.
Do they look like sharks? Do they have little fins?
No, I'll show you. Oh, okay. I'll tweet it in a second. But
right.
Play the next part.
Health officials, professionals recommend rapidly shuffling the feet to reduce the bites. So far, Southern California beaches haven't issued any warnings to swimmers.
Okay. Why is it constant? Everything is going to kill us.
Here's what I love.
Yeah.
A, they call them mini shark bugs.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
B, they attack in numbers. Thousands. Sometimes.
Thousands.
Like piranhas.
Yeah, yeah.
C, they can draw blood. And D, the government's response is, move your feet quickly. Literally what they said.
Oh, you know, just don't stand
Shuffle
there.
Shuffle your feet a little bit.
Yeah, you'll be good.
It'll help.
They'll bite you a lot. Yeah, look, there's a lot of crap going on in the world. Just get over it.
Shuffle your feet. That's all. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Knowest thou why it's cloudy outside and looking beautiful? I love this kind of day.
I think I knowest.
You do know.
I think.
So what?
Isn't there like a some kind of a rainstorm
Hurricane.
System? Hurricane coming.
That's like the closest in 25 years coming to Southern California.
Is
the
that
general
right?
Area. Yeah.
Is it going to hit us?
Supposedly. I mean, it's supposed to rain a while ago. I guess some areas got some rain today here in L.A., but...
not enough?
Not enough. Not to maybe call in... Not interested in coming in tomorrow. Oh, it's a little too dangerous.
I wish I could come in, but man, I can't get my car through this.
Woo.
Ooh, chest high water. I don't know what to do.
So I'm going to try it anyway. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Let's talk about sports.
Sports.
The NFL begins tonight. Now, we've talked about superstitions before with people who
yes.
watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
They have to wear their lucky hat. They have to sit in the right position, blah, blah, blah.
They have to make sure they see Ozzy Osbourne play some of his new music.
Halftime, sure.
Which is very cool.
That's happening tonight at SoFi if you want to watch that on television.
Television.
But how do you set up for game night? How do you set up for a football game night? That is the question. Like, do you have a certain food that you always get?
Okay.
So game one tonight is the Rams.
So your friends come over, you know this or that's going to be on the table.
Right.
This beverage.
Always the same.
That beverage, right.
Do you wear a special hat, shirt,
underwear.
Shoes, underwear, socks.
Right. A cape.
Especially underwear. Especially cape. do you sit in the same spot in the living room, in the couch, in a chair,
so
on the
rituals.
Floor?
Right.
What are your rituals on game day?
Yeah, especially here, starting right now, today.
How do you get yourself prepared for a football game that happens tonight, or any night, actually, during the season? Do you have a special chair? Do you have a special...
angry chair.
By the way, we both know a guy who will sit in a position... And if something goes right, he won't change that position.
Like if he's kind of like doing a teenager hanging half off the couch, not very comfy. If his team scores, then he stays that way until the next score.
Yeah.
Even if it's three quarters.
It can be an hour and a half. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. John!
So how do you set up your life on game day?
Yeah.
Food, clothes, sitting in the same place, whatever. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Football!
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Starts today, I understand.
What is your NFL game day ritual?
Not just game day, but anytime our friends and I get together, our ritual is to play the Thunderstruck drinking game. So fans just play that song. And that is, you play Thunderstruck, and every time you hear the word thunder, take a shot.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's how many thunders are there? Have you ever counted?
No, we don't make it to the end.
Especially if you play the 12-inch version. Right on, good game day strategy, a fine plan. What is yours? 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We do this topic from time to time because it's always funny and we always get different calls.
Yeah.
Because tattoo mistakes seem to be prevalent.
I mean, you go in, you've got the exact picture you want, you lay it all out for them, maybe the spelling, and then they screw it up. And then you're stuck with it for life.
A woman who's botched eyebrow tattoos.
Oh, no.
In Thailand.
Oh, no.
Now has four.
She has four eyebrows?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Two over each eye.
You got to say that you were filming a Star Trek movie or something, and they made it permanent.
I don't know. I'll post this story, too. It comes from the Mirror. But it was a woman who went to Thailand to get the tattoo.
Sure.
And she ended up with four eyebrows.
Perfect.
I mean, that's funny.
That is funny.
To us.
She always looks continually surprised. Very surprised.
I'm guessing it's not funny to her.
Oh, well,
but yeah. It's funny to us. So we want your tattoo mistakes that you've had or you've seen. 818-955-KLOS. Or perhaps you're a tattoo artist and you've made a mistake.
Yeah, maybe you were doing the queen for someone who was moving to England and you totally screwed it up. Looks more like the king.
No, that guy really knows what he's doing, so that's not going to be the guy. But tattoo mistakes is the topic. 818-955-KLOS.
You know, every time I hear that song, I expect to hear Lisa May doing traffic report. That's what I just immediately think. Where's Lisa?
We are talking about tattoo mistakes.
Oops!
On 95.5 KLOS, there's a woman who got four eyebrows. But that doesn't seem ideal.
That's a three too many.
Where did you get your bad tattoo?
I was in prison, and this guy gave me like a free chest tattoo, like your whole chest is covered.
Right.
But he has this little signature where he puts a hidden penis in his tattoo. So in the middle of it, there's a face, but his nose is a penis.
Hilarious.
Did you know that was going to happen?
Dude, it took me years to find out. So I looked in the mirror and I was like, that's a f***ing penis.
But is the tattoo awesome otherwise, apart from...
It's awesome and it was for free, you know?
Has anyone else noticed the penis?
No.
Fantastic.
Except for my wife. She's... You know,
yeah,
notice. Of course, yes.
Yeah, she's staring at it a lot more.
Yes, she is.
Exactly, a lot more than me. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Right on, dude. Thank you.
Perfect example. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoo mistakes.
Sammy Hagar and the Circle star as Elvis Costello and the Attractions. That's his cover of Pump It Up, and I rather like that.
I do too.
Really interesting.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You have a tattoo mistake?
Yes, sir. I went in for a really cool dragonfly. And I got a butterfly.
Oh, come on! A butterfly? Boo.
Was it a good butterfly, at least?
No. No, it's not.
Boo. You going to turn it into something maybe someday?
No.
I'm willing to give it a try. I don't have any experience, but I'll give it a try.
I mean, it can't hurt.
Well, it could hurt.
Yeah, it's off my ankle, though. It's just like,
that's
I
okay.
cover it with socks. It's embarrassing.
I got you.
All right, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoo mistakes. Started this hour talking about a girl who got tattoos, eyebrow tattoos.
Right.
And there were four of them. Two over each eye.
That way you have four eyebrows? Mm-hmm. I've always wondered. That's really nice.
I thought it was a good look.
Yeah, it's kind of Spock-like.
I figured I would go for it. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
So we're talking about tattoo mistakes. You have one?
I got my ex-wife's picture, portrait, name, lips. I go to prison, come out, she dumps me on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day?
Why?
On Christmas Day, yeah. So now my new wife's like, when are you going to cover that? I was like, it hurts.
Really? Don't you want to cover it?
No, he's like, here, stare at her.
I'm like, you know, just try not to look at her. Don't give her eye contact.
Where is the
tattoo? Don't make eye contact.
Where's the tattoo?
Across my whole chest. Over my heart is her face. Her name's in the middle of my chest, and then her lips are right next to my neck.
I can't understand why your new wife wouldn't like that.
I mean...
Gentlemen, this is a good example of why not to do it. No matter how much she rules...
Correct.
Forget it.
Do not put the name or the face of the person.
Nope.
Or get married.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Don't get married, you said. KLOS, hello.
I got one for you.
All right.
Bad tattoos.
Yep.
I've got one on my shoulder, and it's of two hummingbirds. Their beaks meet and their tails meet to complete a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bodies of the hummingbirds look like two penises. Doesn't look right at all. Not at all.
Do you think they did that on purpose, or they just didn't know what they were doing?
I don't think he knew what he was doing at all. But I did get it fixed, and it's an awesome tattoo now.
No, oh, that's nice. Too bad. You don't have any pictures of it, do you?
Yeah.
Of the old one?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Could you?
Yes, I do.
Could you post it to Twitter?
I would love to.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, hit us up. At Kevin and Sluggo. We'd love to see it.
Got you.
Thank you.
Right. All right, we'll do.
Thank you for calling. Awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoo mistakes. What do you got? We're talking about tattoo mistakes. You have one?
Yeah, the tattoo mistake that I made is got an ex-girlfriend's tat on my back, and I wasn't divorced yet.
Don't!
So before you got divorced, you and your girlfriend got matching tattoos, and then your wife found out? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I repeat, sir.
Don't! How did you get caught?
My wife found out later that it was matching on Instagram.
That sounds...
She put two and two together.
Exactly.
That doesn't seem... That's kind of f***ing dumb on your part.
Kevin, the language.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Hey.
Right on. Thanks for calling, and sorry about Kevin's harsh language.
About my language.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Shocking.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
You know what? It's all good.
Give Me Five is coming up at 5 o'clock. We play five songs in a row with a theme, and today's theme is the Queen.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate the Queen.
So if you have requests, you can get them to us on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo, or call 818-955-KLOS.
Anything Queen-ish related. Maybe it's in the title, maybe it's in the lyrics, maybe it's the band. I don't know. How would I know? We'll find out soon. Hey, that's kind of cheating, because that's Queen right there.
Just before we do the Give Me Five.
About Queen. Or, you know, the Queen.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station.
Give me
and
five.
This is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Sing it again.
Give me five.
Something wrong with your voice.
Give me five.
Close.
That's better.
Songs in a row.
Songs in a row.
With a theme.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
The theme today is the Queen.
Yeah, with all due respect to Her Majesty, 96 years of age, the Queen has passed on, and the King has been knighted. What's that like? Oh, are you going to be a king now? Go ahead, be a king. Put a crown on your head. Do kingly things. Chop people's heads off, whatever. Whatever you need. So it's all about queens. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Starting off with GNR, Rocket Queen. The Queen of England has passed on. Has Bean gotten any counseling? He must be very upset today.
I don't know. He's not exactly putting himself out there.
So we're doing five songs on Gimme Five, referencing the Queen. What have you got, sir?
Some Queens of the Stone Age.
That's a great suggestion.
I'm a huge fan of Queens of the Stone Age. I think we can make that happen. So are you mourning the Queen today? Are you very upset, sir?
Not really.
It is Gimme Five with the theme of the Queen. KLOS, hello.
Sign of the Gypsy Queen. April Wine, I want to hear that one.
Nice.
That's a good request.
Yeah. Who are you with your good request?
Amy from Long Beach.
Amazing how many Queen songs there are.
That is true.
There's a ton of them. Who knew?
95.5 KLOS. It's Give Me Five. Queens is the theme. KLOS. Hello.
What up, Kevin?
Hey!
What up?
How's it going?
Good.
How's it going, Sluggo?
Yo.
We're doing our Give Me Five with the theme of the Queen.
What do you got for us?
I got crap.
All right.
That's a good one. Thanks for calling.
Good chat. KLOS. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. We're doing Give Me Five. The theme is the Queen.
How about Aerosmith, Kings and Queens?
Awesome, perfect. Hey, Kevin, grab that line, will you?
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Kings and Queens, Aerosmith.
Very good suggestion, sir. Fine, fine plan you've come up with. Right on. Who are you?
My name's Dave.
Dave, here's your Aerosmith, Kings and Queens. Before 6 o'clock, we've got your Halloween time at Disneyland Resort.
Yeah.
Coming up between now and 6 on 95.5 KLOS.
Just a matter of moments from now, we are playing songs for the Queen today. May she R.I.P., but what should be our very last one? Hello, KLOS.
God Save the Queen.
Is that a request, or are you just saying it, ma'am?
I'm just saying it, ma'am.
God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols?
Come on. God Save the Queen.
Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Fake cop going to prison after accidentally pulling over real cop.
Blue!
Which I love.
Can you imagine the cop? He must have been scared when he's getting pulled over. Oh, no, what did I do?
What was I doing wrong?
The cops are pulling me. Oh, wait a second.
Earlier this year, the man built flashing red and blue lights into the grill of his vehicle.
Ooh, that does not go over well.
On March 6th, about 3:16 a.m., he's accused of trying to pull over another car. The idiot. Man attempted to perform a traffic stop on an off-duty Monterey County Sheriff Sergeant.
Why?
Yeah, doesn't say.
It will be, I mean.
We're not to the weird part yet.
Oh, my God.
The off-duty sheriff initially yielded and pulled over, but became suspicious when the man did not get out of the car. So the fake cop
right.
pulled him over.
Right. He pulls over, being a good guy. He's going to obey.
He's and like, he's waiting to see what the officer is going to say to him.
Right. What did I do?
For some reason, the guy behind him never gets out of the car. Maybe he recognizes that it's a
he
police
taken
car
off
or something.
That's the case.
He took off.
Oh, he did. He just, yeah.
He just turned and took off.
Okay. So then this guy chased him.
So then
him?
The guy chased him and pulled him over and gave him a DUI test.
Idiot.
And his blood alcohol level was 0.10, which is quite high. So, maybe don't do that.
Well, there go my plans for
maybe
the weekend.
Maybe don't do that.
I mean, when you're talking classics, you just can't get much more classic. That one from Floyd, Wish You Were Here. Great song. Love that song.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Mini shark bugs are a thing.
Oh, my God.
They attack your feet at the beach, and they gather up in large groups and destroy you.
And it's true. It's actually true.
That's a thing. We were talking tattoo mistakes, and a guy who filed for divorce met a new woman and got a matching tattoo with her.
And then he and she posted it on Instagram, and what do you know? His current wife saw it and figured it out and wasn't very happy.
And that's dumb. And in People Are Dumb, a guy put police lights on the front of his car and accidentally pulled over an actual police officer. So nice work to him.
You know why I'm pulling you over today? All right, I'm off to pull over a cop or two.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. When we were at Disney California Adventure Park with our listeners, they were already putting up Halloween decorations.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you help?
And it made me feel so great.
I'm ready for it.
You just look and you go, all right, that's next.
It should always look like this. Yes.
In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for one day, one park tickets to Disneyland for a four-pack of people.
For the Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort, it's going on through October 31st, Halloween. And sometime between 5 and 6, we'll give you a chance to call. Caller 13 and you'll be going. KLOS. That is happening tomorrow as well.
That's correct.
So don't wander off.
It is Halloween time.
Yes! Yes, it is!
At Disneyland Resort.
That's right.
We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park for Halloween time.
Do you know how many people I know that really, really want these?
Yes.
They're dying for them. So.
And they're not allowed to get them because they know
That's
you.
Right.
But
exactly.
We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and we will give you 4 tickets to your choice of parks.
And it's happening until October 31st
at
Disneyland Park. Call now. Be caller 13.
KLOS, who is this?
Sylvester,
why telephonest thou? KLOS. Radio.
Oh my God! Is this real?
No, you're dreaming. You're asleep.
I feel like I'm dreaming.
You are.
You are caller 13.
Oh my God! Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
Well, good. You are.
You got 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
What's your favorite part of the Halloween experience there at Disneyland every year?
The Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Seeing all the crazy ghosts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good times.
Yeah. I really want to just live there for a while. You know what I mean? As the Haunted Mansion, the Halloween.
You'd fit right in at the
Haunted Mansion, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anyone else would appreciate it, but.
Sylvester, congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, by the way, Hard Rock is the word to text right this second to 68683, so you can join us at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood October 8th. It is Hard Rock, one word to 68683 right this second, and is brought to you by America's best car buyer, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Time to celebrate Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary.
That is going to be a party where people will be arrested. They'll have to call their loved ones to bail them out after the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood experience on
Maybe
October 8th.
Maybe call them ahead of time.
Yeah.
Have them be ready to get you out of jail. If you'd like to go, you have to text the word Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683.
Now's the time to do it. Renee to 68683, and it's brought to you by Tax Relief Advocates, your tax resolutions specialists, and Antis Roofing and Waterproofing, keeping families safe and dry. So do it! Are you just sitting there?
Right?
What is wrong with you? Variety ran an ad on This Day in Rock in 1965 looking for, quote, four insane boys aged 17 to 21 to star in a new TV show, The Monkees. And if you know who Rodney Bingenheimer is, would you believe he was almost cast in the role of Davy? The Ladybirds, who are an all-girl, topless, go-go dancing group, were one of the opening acts for Led Zeppelin on This Day in Rock in 1968. It was Led Zeppelin's third ever live show. Did you happen to see Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love on stage in Hollywood performing the song that they wrote together, Penny Royalty? That happened on This Day in Rock back in 1993.